Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Feel like your kids went and called into the office.
Yeah.
You don't get paddled on.
Yeah.
If you arrive with me, we'll do it.
You're feeling me.
We'll do it, but. You know, that's way too much information for me to be listening to.
Stop.
Call into the office. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Father God, thank you for this glorious day and thank you for the rest of the seasons. We ask that you be with those who have traveled to be with us today, be with those who cannot be with us today. We ask that you guide our actions and our thoughts and our deeds and everything we do. Every day of our lives. All this we ask in your name. Amen.
Father, we say, Board of Works to order, roll call.
Mayor Steve Krupp.
Present.
Mr. Richard Goff.
Mr. Goff is on a mini sojourn with his lovely young wife.
Counselor Todd Schroeder.
Here.
Call this meeting of the Winchester Board of Works to order. First item on the agenda is a personnel recommendation from Chief.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm approaching the board with a recommendation with the retirement of Dwight Albright coming up soon on the 19th, that we will have a vacancy for that position, and it is budgeted for that position. What we would like to do is transfer Reserve Officer Eric Davis to the full-time position to fill that vacancy.
Okay, you've heard the request of Chief Burke. Is there any action to be taken?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second the motion. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion to hire Eric Davis to fill the vacancy created by the retirement of Officer Sergeant Albright. In favor of that motion, signified by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried 2-0. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, wastewater treatment plant generator. We do have, everybody should have received a copy of the proposed contract of engagement with HWC. I did receive an email so we'll certainly have some discussion about that today. I don't know that we'll take total action on it today. We had Mr. Goff requested that he be present at the meeting when action is taken on that.
Mm-hmm.
And he brings a lot to the table, and so I don't think 2 weeks is going to make or break this determination, but mm-hmm. I think everybody's had a chance to review. I had some questions
sure. About,
I think probably may have been addressed to you. I was reading I don't really get into the first 13 pages, standard board, right?
Yeah.
Appendix A, reading through there, and when it got down to the inspection part, none of the troubles that we've had on Greenville. The issues that are raised on Greenville on phase 2 and 3, on the issues that we have out there at the headworks, 1.5 days a week of inspection seemed light to me,
mm-hmm.
depending upon who the contractor might be. Thoughts?
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes you see 1.5, you know, it could be they're there the whole week, you know, 5 days, 1 week. But a day the next week, none the next, you know, it depends on what's going on. But I agree, if you may want to revisit after bids to see, you know, if you're familiar with the contractor or another quality of work, we could always amend it if you'd like to switch that to more time. At this point, it's an hourly not to exceed, so it's just billing the hours the inspector's out there, but we could definitely do that. Increase it, but I think we've also recently you know, been blessed that there's been other projects. You have someone in town, and so, you know, if someone's making a trip over just for that job, then I could see your point of it may need some more time added.
Yeah, I don't know if that there'll be anything else ongoing at that time.
Sure.
We're talking about this, not in the perfect world, we're talking about, what, 7 months, 8 months out?
Yeah.
Spring.
Spring, yeah.
Phase 1, 2, and 3 of Greenville will be finished. Obviously, Gateway will be finished. Union Street will not be that out of bid yet, so I don't see there being another project in the queue at that time. So I think overcoming the river is higher than we should expect, and we focus strictly on that.
Okay. I didn't know. I'm not as familiar with the South Street schedule.
South Street schedule—that would be a spring project too, if it happens.
Right, right.
You know, but the humor there is if, you know, there's a lot of I's and T's that have to be taken care of before the submission deadline on the 25th of this month.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not that would be completed will be the issue. I don't have any doubt that it will be completed, but whether or not it will be completed in that timeline,
yeah. Okay. And we can certainly go ahead and fix it now if you think we should add some time, or like I said, it is something you can wait till you know who the contractor is.
It may be something that we want to wait and see.
Yeah.
But even the best of contractors are open still have a bad day.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And if something as critical as this is, we want to make sure that there's no shortcuts taken by anybody.
Yeah.
Any other questions for Lisa, have you had a chance to review?
Yeah, I've been seeing problem.
Okay. In respect for Mr. Goff, we won't take action until the next meeting.
Sure.
Give him a chance to discuss. I will question him and ask him if he has some specific questions for you that only you can answer.
Okay.
But I know that the man is, he will go word for word on this contract, and he brings a lot of value to the process.
Sure. And I know some of the key things he brought up, like, you know, going an extended warranty. We put in there to put an alternate bid. I know you brought up the dual fuel, so we mentioned that in there,
yeah,
of having an alternate bid. So we tried to incorporate the comments from last time, but certainly if there's others, just let me know.
I do have concerns about fuel because, you know, there's only 24-hour coverage, yeah, and after having lived through a four or five-day shutdown, it's... That concerns me.
Yeah. It's a...
Is it mandatory that the other tank has to come out of the ground?
It's not.
Could it be factored in somehow, or would that create too much capacity out there to utilize?
I think we mentioned it a little last time. I think the concern is the fuel going stale. If you could keep a lot out there for a 4 day or something like that, you just run the risk of... it going stale. And so what some places do is they end up not using it, and then when you have that emergency, you don't have it there. Maybe you have the tank half full or quarter full because you don't want to waste full of fuel. But
what's the life cycle on diesel?
Chris, you may know more than...
I don't know.
I could double check. I mean, I always thought it was a few months.
Yeah, it's not a long time.
6 months, something like that.
That's one of the reasons why we switched our gas tank and our new diesel one from 500 to 300, because it was too much, and it was going to sit there and end up going bad on us.
Okay. Any other questions for Matthew? Thank you, Matthew.
No problem.
Christopher.
Not got a whole lot. Going down the list of the project, you know, the different circles and digs, you know, that
we had on our agenda, be done or down, putting in the storm sewer on Westwood Drive, and it's down in here. Old business, ran into a little issue yesterday where the way the sanitary was ran got right in the way and conflicted with the storm sewer. So we're adjusting the location of the sanitary to get that storm sewer in. Once they're done there, they'll move on down to One Street to get that sanitary sewer replacement in, and then we should be caught up and done with those projects. You know, for the year, I hope, you know, obviously the suckholes have been popping up, it's just that they are what they are. You're not going to prevent them, it happens. So, other than that, things are moving right at the plant. And we're still seeing our number where we cut that and we were running that through the park. We're still seeing about 120,000 gallon a day difference from before the project to that on a daily flow. So.
And that equates to what dollar value?
It equated at about $100,000 a year when you take, mathematically figure out how many gallons we treat in. That equated to about that number. You know, $50,000 investment. You know, on paper takes care of itself with potential treatment costs. I don't know, things are just plugging along.
Any other questions for Chris? Okay, we have anything else on how to do business? You have any suits up to Davis?
Yes.
This is from Todd Edwards at 966 Short Street. Says the building has been removed or it has sustained substantial damage, and it is intent to remove or destroy the building within 6 months.
Have you got one for that? No, I don't think so. He wants it for storage.
It's been storage for several years.
What are we talking about? 966 Short Street.
Mm-hmm. Roy's owned it for a while. Who lived there?
I don't remember. But there hasn't been any occupancy in the house for probably 3 years. It needs to be storage, which that won't be, so that does need to be changed. The affidavit.
For Roy's angle. It already been approved for storage for
yes,
Roy's.
Yes, right.
Okay.
And we put it back on the billing because of the, we needed to, because it was 6 months was up. And it was purchased from Doug Wright. Doug Wright then sold it to Bay, and Chris inspected it, and it's for storage again. So that's where we're at.
So there's no facilities in there, and they just want to take it off and see if we roll it all together.
Well, he eventually said he wants to remodel and get it back going, but I know Royce, when he bought it to make it storage, anything that was in there, he could take out and sell it. He sold it.
And you're approving this, and this is for 6 months again?
Yes.
Okay. So we've got a request for a 6 month waiver on sewage fees for the property at 966 Short Street.
I'll make that motion.
And moved and seconded for me that we approve the sewage affidavit submitted by Mr. Edwards for 966 Short Street. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion signify by the usual sign. Those same sign, motion carried 2-0. Any other sewage affidavits?
No.
Sidewalk requests?
Nope.
Sanitation?
Nope.
Any questions on old business?
Business Street, Chris, did you want to have they done anything?
No, I've never heard a word from anybody. So I think you're moving forward to the next step.
I'm moving forward to the next step.
And the next step will be?
File suit. Force the hook on.
Yeah, I've not heard.
Yeah.
I think is up like right now so far.
In September.
In September, sometime in September.
Okay. Anything else? You have the minutes of the last session. Any additions or corrections? I entertain a motion to accept them as presented.
I'll make that motion.
Yeah, I'll second. Then move the second to approve the minutes that's submitted. Is there any discussion? All bear the motion, signify by your sign. Sign, motion carried 2-0. Vicki?
The end of month August claims $1,696.52. September 1st through the 9th, $71,951.12. Payroll $15,469.82. Total accounts payable vouchers $89,117.46. Any questions?
Make a motion with pay claim.
I'll second the motion. Is there any discussion? All bear the motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried 2-0. Anything else?
No.
Todd, your time.
Motion to adjourn.
We're out of here.